It's the Don Crow Show on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Conversation every day on matters that really do matter. Things going on you and I want to talk about, learn about, get informed, get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. And we call these meetings 4 to 7 each afternoon, Monday through Friday. So great to have you with us. It's no fun, I'll tell you. When you're not here, it's no fun. So glad you're with us this hour. And yes, you too. Mark Livingstone sitting over there saying, what, you mean me? Yeah, it's no fun when you're not here, Mark, especially if I'm going to try to talk about mortgages. Forget it. I need some serious help. So, my friend, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
And it's great to see you, as always. It feels like I was just here yesterday.
Yeah, I meant to speak to you about that.
Okay. Well, you know, most people gauge time going by the growth of their children or mileposts in their lives. I gauge mine by my interviews with you.
Oh, listen to him, folks. Now I got to send him some money or something.
You like that? Well, we have so much fun in here, right?
We do, of course.
Yes.
And, you know, this is a tough subject. Seriously, folks, I don't need to tell you if you've looked for a mortgage, applied for a mortgage, been denied a mortgage, tried to rewrite a mortgage, or any number of other things, you know that these are not laughing matters. One guy said, might as well laugh as cry. Well, we don't want you to cry. We want you to get some answers. So I'm giving you the phone number right up front. And no question is off limits. Mark can answer it. His staff is ready at their office number as well. Our number here is 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. And Julie will take your call and get you lined up in order as quickly as possible. So start right now with your own unique question. You might say, well, nobody else probably has this problem. Well, they may or may not. That's not the point. But let's, while we're waiting for those calls to start loading up, Mark, let's talk about what we're seeing today versus even the last time you were here in terms of home values and the whole real estate industry itself.
Right. Well, what we're seeing now, Don, is the old 80-20 rule. In fact, just a year ago, 80% of our business was refinancing and 20% purchase. Now it has shifted completely so that 80% of our business is purchases and 20% is refinances. So right now, interest rates are at a level that we have not seen since last November. We're back down in the low fours. So therefore, we're seeing a slew of people that are out looking to buy these homes. Homes have appreciated to levels that we have not seen since 2006. In fact, here's a surprise. The Washington metropolitan area was rated number 3 in the country as the most appreciation behind just North Dakota and Wyoming. And that's huge. So we're seeing some places, pockets, where we're seeing 15 to 20% appreciation just in the last year. So what this means is that those people that maybe couldn't refinance because they didn't have enough equity, they didn't qualify for one of the government-sponsored programs like HARP, now is the time to look to see if they do qualify for these programs. And it's a perfect storm because not only are homes appreciating, but we have the low interest rates. I heard you say that the last hour, that yes, interest rates are back down.
So the it's a purchase market now then.
Very much a purchase market. We're seeing one of my loan officers, Andy, has over a dozen pre-qualification letters out right now working with these clients who have letter in hand going out with a real estate agent and trying to find these houses. And we're seeing multiple contracts put on homes right now, sometimes being escalated $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 higher than the asking price. So it's definitely a seller's market more than a buyer's market because inventory is at record lows in how long homes are sitting on the market.
What about those who say, look, I'm not wanting to buy a home. I want to refinance.
Well, again, right now is perfect because interest rates are low. They're not as low as they were a year ago. However, they're still, like I said, as low as they've been in 7 months. And this year marks the 10-year anniversary since the 10-year interest-only ARMs came out. So 10 years ago, there was the introduction of these 10-year interest-only ARMs. So what's going to happen now, this year, next year, and the following year is all those people that took those 10-year interest-only ARMs, they're going to recast, and they're fully amortizing. over 20 years. So people's payments are going to go up three times versus what they are right now. So those people that are listening that have the 10-year interest-only ARMs, now is the time to take advantage because we don't know how low or how long these rates will be this low. Why are they so low? Well, the economy definitely looks like it's doing a lot better, as all the records indicate. However, with the geopolitical, everything going on overseas, it's keeping the interest rates down, which is a benefit to those that want to refinance or buy a house.
Again, my guest for this hour only is Mark Livingstone, and Cornerstone First Financial Staff is available, as always, at the office number as well, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. But I encourage you to call with your question. Doesn't matter what it is, about your own interests, your own need, your mortgage, whether you're looking for a mortgage, you're trying to sell a house, or you're whatever. You've heard us do this show with Mark before, and we've gotten lots of different questions. Take advantage of one of the true experts in this whole field with my guest this hour, and give us a call at 888-293-9282. Again, that's 888-293-9282. Again, 888-293-9282. Now, what are some of the questions you have been getting recently?
Well, a lot, like I said, it's a market where a lot of people are getting in to buy homes, and people want to know what programs are out there. So, for example, we have the USDA program that's backed by the United States Department of Agriculture, the same people that, you know, stamp on the cows that we have for dinner here.
Right.
Okay, so the USDA allows you 100% purchase, and a lot of real estate agents don't know that. And what this is a program that was started originally for those in the rural areas. Well, now with encroachment and the counties, Loudoun County, almost all of Virginia qualifies for this USDA program. It's geographical by zip code as to what homes qualify. You can go on their website, USDA, and it's literally zero money down, 100% financing for this USDA program with rates lower than what the conforming rates are. So that's a product that not a lot of people know about. We also have FHA with only 3.5% down with as low as a 580 credit score. And so what we're seeing, Cornerstone, as most listeners know, we're a broker, okay? If you go to the bank down the street, you're going to have just their products. The benefit of using us is that we are going to shop each individual customer for the loan that best suits their needs. So somebody comes to us and they go, hey, I was down at the bank down on Main Street and I couldn't get a loan because I have a, you know, below 640 credit score. Well, Cornerstone, as long as you have a 580 credit score, we can get you an FHA loan. So there's just many more products that we can offer you than your local bank.
And I understand that because of this strong seller's market, as you said, now's the time in which the seller is looking at multiple offers.
Absolutely correct. So you want somebody, the seller is going to offer the contract to somebody that comes with a pre-qualification letter, somebody that's already spoken to a loan officer, somebody that doesn't have a lot of contingencies. They have to sell their house. They have to get their credit cleaned up, all that. So that's what our loan officers are offering, is to come beside each individual and get them in a position that if they're not able to buy right now, that maybe 6 months, 12 months down the road, they will be. And that's what sets us apart from other big lenders or big banks.
We're going to take a break, come back, and some calls starting to come in. I'd love to hear from you. Take advantage of this opportunity to talk with truly one of the experts in this whole field of work. He's been at it for many, many years. He has a great staff. Our number here is 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. Again, 888-293-9282. And now's the time to give the call. We're going to go right to the phones when we come back. Right up to the microphones. We're giving you a chance to do that talk with Mark Livingstone of Cornerstone First Financial, and we're going to go right to the phones, as I promised. Let's go to Haymarket, talk with Tom first. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Oh, hey. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for taking my call. I just have a quick question for you, and I think I already know the answer, but I've heard some conflicting information with regards to VA mortgages and being able to pull equity out of your property. I've got a first and a second mortgage. Now, I've been told that I could still refinance my first mortgage and possibly, you know, go up to 100%, you know, maximum equity. And even if I have a second lien, is that correct?
Well, are you a veteran, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for your service. I don't know if you knew this. This marks the 15th year that May is the Military Appreciation Month. So, again,
yes,
thank you. Now, do you have your certificate of availability for VA?
Yes, I have not used it before, but I do have my certificate. Yes, sir.
Excellent. Okay, so here's what you can do, and we're doing a lot of veteran loans. You can actually go to 100% of the value of your home and then do what's called a subordination or leave in second place that second mortgage. And that's huge. Oh. Not a lot of lenders offer that program, and we get a lot of fallout from loan officers that are like, hey, I can't do it, but I know a company that will. So then we get the call, and again, it's 100% on the first mortgage, okay, and then we'll do the subordination, which means leave it in second place. So you will still have that second mortgage. We're not going to touch it. We go to the second mortgage company and leave it in second place and get permission from them. And then you can go to 100% VA cash out and use that cash for any reason that you like, whether it's debt consolidation, whether for home improvement, whatever it is, 100% cash out, Tom.
Wow, that's great. So if I'm hearing you correctly, so I can – now, that will – it doesn't change the terms of my second mortgage at all.
No, not the second mortgage. The first mortgage, obviously, we're giving you a new loan. And right now the VA loan is right around 3 3/4. So you get a new loan, 3 3/4 over 30 years, and then the second loan stays exactly as it is.
Wow, and I can go to 100%, Mark?
Correct.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yes.
What a great program. That's awesome. I'm sorry, what is your phone number again?
Call the office. We have people standing by. It's 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. We have an app on there, and you can fill out the information, and then we'll get back to you, okay?
Mark, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Let's stay in this is Hyattsville, rather. Kelly in Hyattsville, how are you?
Doing good. Can you hear me okay?
We got you, Kelly.
Hi. My question has to do with folks who are upside down on their loans and whether anyone is refinancing folks who government payment, have great credit, but need some options when they have really high monthly payments and loans they're upside down on.
Okay, I missed the first part of the question. So you have two mortgages and you're upside down. Is that what you said?
No, I only have the one mortgage, but I'm wondering if anybody is refinancing or offering other programs for folks who have great credit and have never missed payments, but are upside down on their mortgages and have really high mortgage payments.
Well, here's something for you. A study just came out last week that said 30% of people that qualify for the HARP, or the Housing Affordability Refinance Program, 30% of the people that qualify have not taken advantage of it. So do you know if your loan is Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac?
It is not.
It is not. Okay. Is it VA or FHA?
It is not.
It is not. Okay, we're not doing well here. All right, so, but you definitely owe more than what your home is worth?
That is correct.
Okay, because the reason I asked that, Kelly, is because as I was speaking to Don at the first segment, is a lot of homes have appreciated, so you probably want to get some comps of your property to see if you are still underwater. Because in a lot of places, and your Hyattsville is Prince George's County, Prince George's has seen about a 10 to 12% appreciation just in the past 12 months. So you probably want to check to see the value, and then whatever that value is, you would have to bring in the difference between what the house appraises for and then whatever you owe in order to qualify for a loan if you don't qualify for those programs.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Well, feel free to call me at the office tomorrow, and I can work with you individually, okay?
Thanks so much, Mr. Livingstone.
Well, just call me Mark Kelly. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
202-625-1221. Is the direct line to the office. And as a matter of fact, there are folks there now ready to take your calls at the office as well. However, you can talk with Mark directly at 888-293-9282. Some lines open right now, 888-293-9282. Let's go to Alexandria next and talk with Eduardo. Eduardo, you're on with Mark Livingstone.
Hey, Mark, how you doing? Mark, I was interested. I was listening to you on the radio while I was driving.
Right.
You have the USDA. Can you tell me how the USDA works, please?
Yes, yes. USDA is a program that allows you to buy homes that are qualified within USDA. Okay, and it's usually areas, for example, I know half of Loudoun County qualifies, Fauquier County, Prince William. As long as it's not really in the county seat where it's heavily populated, you can qualify for zero money down. There's just a little bit of upfront mortgage insurance and monthly mortgage insurance, but it's lower than the FHA loan. So that's huge news. And nine times out of ten, when we get a call from somebody and they are working with a real estate agent, the real estate agent hasn't told them about this program, which I think is a crime because it's a great program. We're seeing a lot of it right now. And which leads me also to say, Eduardo, if you're not currently working with an agent, we have a database of real estate agents who have the same morals and ethics of the listeners here on this station that we can, you know, turn you on to once you're pre-qualified. So does that make sense for the USDA program?
It does. It helps me a lot. One of the reasons I'm asking why is it a lot of your real estate people don't tell you about the USDA program is because it cut down on their profit sharing?
It's just because they don't know about it.
Oh, they don't know about
right.
it because right now I'm in the process. I'm with a lender, and he didn't tell me anything about it because I was going to use my VA, but it's taking a little while. It's taking 6 months, and he's rushing me to go get this house. So I think I'm going to wait and try with the USDA and see how it works out.
Well, see if you can do USDA, but also if you're a veteran, you can try your VA certificate and do a zero money down with a VA loan too.
Okay, fantastic.
VA.
Okay, listen, thank you very much, Mark, and I appreciate it.
Hey, Eduardo, thank you. And just to let the listeners know, Don, is that the USDA, you have to have a 640 or better credit score. The VA, it's 580 or better. So there's different options there.
Thank you, Eduardo. If you want more information, you can call the office at 202-625-1221. Let's go to Arlington, Virginia. Chris in Arlington, you're on next with Mark Livingstone. Go ahead.
Am I on?
You're on, Chris.
Oh, okay, great. I had a question for him. I've been recently, about a month ago, looking to purchase a home for the first time. And I went to my banks, bank with Wells Fargo and Bank of America, both of those banks. And they took my credit, and it was 583. Not real proud of it, but
okay.
It is what it is. I had a short sale back in 2006. So apparently, it's been 7 years, but... my credit report and score itself hasn't rebounded much.
Right.
Okay. I was wondering, you had mentioned, I think, I was in the car and, you know, it was kind of loud, the traffic. But I think someone mentioned, or maybe it was you, Mark, that you do lower credit scores.
Absolutely.
Hello,
in fact, I just want to say I've been to three networking events in the last 2 weeks at different banks in the area where they're turning me on to their loan officers who cannot – help somebody with challenged credit. So that's one of the things that we're doing is offering that to banks so that people know that there is a source where they can come to get financing even if they have the challenged credit, Chris. And so in your situation, although you have the challenged credit, you've gone the 7 years since a short sale and the requirements are 3 years, so you're fine there. The 583 credit score is what is hindering you. And yes, we can still do an FHA loan or, like I said, a VA loan, but if you're not a veteran, FHA down to 580. And FHA allows you to buy a home with as little as 3.5% down, and that 3.5% down can come from a gift or a family member. A gift from a family member, I should say.
Okay, well, I know a little bit about the FHA program, but what's the rate going to be like? I mean, am I going to get...
Well, yes, with a
583
credit score, Chris, you're definitely going to be paying a little bit of a higher interest rate. But all studies suggest that owning a home is always cheaper than renting a home.
Well, yeah, I'm in Arlington County, and I'm renting like almost $3,000.
Right.
I got to do something. My taxes are hurting me bad.
Right. Well, hey, the old rule of thumb is if someone's in the car right now to figure out how much you qualify for, take your yearly income, multiply by 4. And that's going to be a good guidepost of the maximum you qualify for. Now, you can raise that number based on a couple factors or lower that number. For example, if somebody is in their car and they make $100,000, multiply that by 4, that's $400,000. And then if their credit score is a little bit challenged, then you go down from the 400. If they have a great credit score, you can go up. If they have student loans, a bunch of credit card debts, you take that number down. So that's a good, easy way to figure out what you really qualify for. Sound good, Chris?
All right. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I think I got your number. I'm sure they'll announce it again. I'll just
keep track. 202.
I'm
no worries.
I'm in heavy traffic right now, so.
No worries at all. Yeah, definitely don't be texting on the phone. But my number is 202-625-1221. And our website's cornerstonefirst.com.
Thanks for the call, Chris. All right, have a good day. Dawn in Winchester, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Dawn.
Hey, I have a USDA loan that I've had since 2008, and it's at 6%. And since then, I've gotten laid off, and I don't have my credit. My ratios at this point are off the charts. My credit is still like a 680.
Okay.
But because it's a USDA loan, I don't qualify for a HARP. I don't qualify for anything. And I wanted to find out if you knew of any streamlined refis going on with the USDA loans that I haven't heard about. Because I work for a bank, and nobody seems to be able to know anything as far as anything that can be done as far as the rural development loans.
So why are they saying you can't refinance the USDA to USDA?
Well, because, you know, they contacted, I talked with them, and I have it through Wells Fargo, and I've talked to them twice.
Right.
And I talked with one of the mortgage lenders at the bank that I work at, and they contacted somebody at the USDA, and they still couldn't do it either. And, I can't go through the full credit thing because I won't even qualify for the loan that I have now. I pay it. It's not like I have, bad credit or late payments or anything like that.
Right.
But the bottom line is I don't have no credit debt like I did when I bought the house with an 800 credit score.
Right. So, you have a 680 credit score, and the minimum score for the USDA is 640. And you don't have any mortgage lates. You haven't been over 30 days late in the past 12 months, correct?
I haven't been late, period.
Okay. Something doesn't sound right. I don't know why you can't do the streamline USDA. So will you do me a favor? Call the office. All the guys there know about the USDA. We had a big meeting about it before I came over here to the studio, and tell them that I told you to call, and we'll get you lined up. I like to say if we can't do it, nobody can. But this USDA is really heating up, and I'm excited about it because a lot of people don't know it and don't understand it. So do me a favor. Call over there, Don, 202-625-1221. And we're going to get you taken care of, okay?
Okay. Hey, I appreciate that.
Hey, my pleasure.
It's still at 6%, and I can't get it down.
And USDA right now is around 3.75%.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Yes, yes. There you go. Well, have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Don.
Okay.
Thanks, Don. The number to call over there is 202-625-1221, 202-625-1221. Now, we have some open lines, right now. So while we go to this break, perfect time to call and say, Julie, I want to talk with Mark. And our number, of course, is 888-293-9282. But you need to call right now, 888-293-9282. Doesn't matter what the question is, Mark will give it a shot. Chances are he'll give it a very good answer. 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. We'll be right back. Number here, you ought to take advantage of it, is 888-293-9282. Mark Livingstone, founder and president of Cornerstone First Financial, indeed an expert in these matters of mortgages and refis and reverse mortgages and a whole lot of other questions you may have on your mind. So I'd suggest you take advantage of this expertise and give us a call right now at 888-293-9282. No dumb question except the one you didn't ask. That's what the college professor always told us. No dumb question except the one you just didn't ask. So you're probably going to help other people with your question as well. Let's go to Woodbridge and talk with Mayor, I believe it is.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. And thank you for calling. You're
hey,
on
Mayor.
With Mark.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Mayor, M-A-R-E?
Yes.
I like that name.
Thank you.
Sure.
I'm calling just, for some direction. My husband and I have made some poor financial choices in the past. We own a home, a small townhome, and it's a family property, so it's, kind of been passed down to us. But we really are looking to find a way to, we want to buy a bigger home. We have three children. We want to get out of the townhome, and we want to move up and get bigger. But we have financial debt. We have mostly student loans. And really playing catch up on some things that have happened in the past. So I'm looking for kind of just direction as to some of the things we could do.
Okay.
We have a budget. I ended up taking a pay cut for a job that was closer to home, mm-hmm. just for some family reasons. But then it's kind of pinched us and made it even harder. So I'm just looking for some direction.
Well, do you have equity in the townhouse?
We do. We own it. We haven't had it. We haven't gone and have it appraised in a while.
Okay.
Since the market. But there is equity. We own it. It's ours. We don't owe anything in it. It's
perfect.
All ours.
Okay. So what you should do is what I would think is to speak to a real estate agent to see how much you can sell that home for. Then,
okay.
based on yours and your husband's income, we'll be able to figure out exactly what you qualify for. We'll come up with, you know, what you're comfortable paying, probably a little bit more than what you're paying right now if you're going to move up, okay?
Right.
And then as long as you're selling the house, if you're putting, let's say, 20% down, you're going to get the absolute best rate. You're going to have no mortgage insurance. And then you could use the proceeds from the sale to pay off some other debt. Now, a lot
right.
of people think that, you know, oh, I have $10,000 in credit card, Mark. But $10,000, that's not the number that we're looking at. We're looking at the monthly payment.
Right.
And a lot of times, let's say $10,000, your monthly payment might be as little as $100.
Right.
So therefore, that's not going to really be too detrimental to your qualifying debt to income ratio, or in other words,
okay.
how much you can qualify for.
Okay.
So really, it's too lengthy to go over on the air right here. But
okay.
I would recommend giving us a call at the office and speaking to a loan officer. We'll get you pre-qualified. And that's the big thing is you want to be pre-qualified prior to going and meeting with a real estate agent because, A, they're going to take you more seriously. And B, they're going to, you know, you can walk into a home and look at a home and a potential seller is going to say, well, this person has a pre-approval letter. This person doesn't. Which one do you think they're going to take more seriously? Obviously, you with the pre-approval letter. And that's one of the things that we're doing a lot of right now. And if we can't get you pre-approved, we're happy to lead you in the direction, say, hey, we're going to have to pay down this debt down to this amount or whatever it is. That's something that we're very adept at doing is counseling people to get in a position that if they can't qualify now, that they will soon or shortly.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, Mayor, good hearing from you.
All right, thank you very much.
Sure, and that number at the office is 202-625-1221.
Yes.
Thanks, Mayor. Let's talk with Kim in Waldorf. You're on with Mark Livingstone, Kim.
Yes. Hi.
Hey, Kim. Down there on Route 5.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. With all the traffic.
That's right.
I was calling. I did a loan mod about a year ago. And we were doing well until October came when they had the government shutdown and so forth. So now my company, Wells Fargo, is trying to put us back into another loan mod to get us caught up from October. My question is, if we just do a short sale, would we be able to purchase something else within a year or so, or should we just try to, you know, go through the loan mod? Like the concern is we're upside down in the house as it is,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking, should we just do a short sale, or should we try to work out what we have?
If you do a short sale, it's usually 36 months before you can get another loan.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Okay. And even at 36 months, you have to put down a specific amount. It's usually 10%. And if you want to put down less than that, it goes out to 48 months.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And as far as the situation that we're in now, they're trying to do another loan modification. They even mentioned something called the HEMP program. Is that something worth getting into?
Well, yes, but the thing is Wells Fargo is going to be the only one that can do that for you because what we do at Cornerstone or any other bank is what we're going to do is put you with a new lender. And right
okay.
now, based on your past performance, none
right.
of the lenders that we partner you with are going to look at you as a viable risk. So
exactly.
therefore, I encourage you, work with Wells Fargo to get the best terms that you can. And remember, it is negotiable. So even though you're working with them for the modification, if something doesn't look right, go, hey, guys, I don't want this. I want to do this.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure, Kim. Safe driving.
Thanks.
Thanks, Betty. Let's go to Betty in Frederick, Maryland. Betty, you're on next.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Betty.
I have a question. So I heard you talk about short sales and I do believe the FHA loan. What about a foreclosure in a USDA loan? If you go through a foreclosure with USDA, does the same guideline apply that 36 or 48 months you can possibly qualify again for USDA?
Actually, believe it or not, foreclosure is 7 years. So once you
7 years.
Yeah, so once you have a foreclosure on your credit report and it shows even if a house didn't go into foreclosure, but a foreclosure process was started, which shows on your credit report, it's going to be 7 years.
Okay. All right. That's good. So we're currently trying to go through a loan modification, but we've been going through the process for about 5 months now. It's been ridiculous, and we're just kind of preparing for the worst at this point.
Right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Betty, and I hope it works out.
Great. Thank you so much for the information.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll take a break and come back. If you want to join us, you can call and get in line at 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. And the staff is available both during this hour and on into the evening at Cornerstone First offices. And that's 202-625-1221. 202-625-1221. Want to talk with Mark right after this break. 888-293-9282. Inviting you to step right up to the microphone. It's an old, oldie moldy from the Newsboys, but still kind of good.
This microphone will take a word and make it bigger. Oh, hello.
Sounds like the Beatles.
So here goes.
A little bit.
That's the point. Yeah, this microphone will make your voice big. And as a matter of fact, other folks benefiting as well. Let's talk with Finette in Hyattsville. You're on with Mark. Finette, go ahead.
Hi, I had a question about being unemployed in an upside-down mortgage home and being threatened with foreclosure. Are there any programs out there that can help a person like me?
You would want to call your specific lender and let them know what's going on. Tell them about this hardship that you're going through. And they would ask for something in writing and asking, like, what is specifically going on? Are you going on interviews? Are you looking for a job? Did you get laid off? And hopefully, Lord willing, they're going to work with you to be able to keep you in the house. But without a job, Finette, I don't see any new lenders taking on your loan because you don't have what's called the ability to repay.
Okay.
So I
would it be better to go into a short sale or?
Well, I don't know your specific situation, but the biggest thing that I have to tell clients that call me is, hey, let your lender know what's happening up front. Don't wait until it's too late. Call them and say, this is the situation I'm in. These are my circumstances. What can you do with me? Because they don't want to foreclose on you. That's the last thing a lender wants to do. That costs more money than anything else. So therefore, just if you're up front and they know you're looking for a job and your circumstances were just really challenged, then by all means, they're going to work with you, okay?
Okay.
And if you want to talk with somebody further, Finette, you can call the office at 202-625-1221. Thanks for the call. Let's talk with Ann in Oxon Hill, Maryland. Ann, you're on with Mark Livingstone.
Hey, Ann. Ann.
Well, you waited too long, Ann. We're going to put you back on hold, and let's talk with Maria in Upper Marlboro. Hi, Maria.
Hey, Maria.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, thank you.
Great, thank you for answering my question. My question is, I had a loan modification in 2011, and I have a second mortgage. Of course, I was able to get the lowest interest rate at that time. I have a second mortgage at 7%, and I wanted to know, it's been 3 years later, is there any way that you think the bank or bank would do a refi where I can incorporate the second mortgage into my main mortgage, so I can just have one instead of two separate?
It would depend on how much equity you have. So,
okay,
for example, with an FHA loan, you can go up to 85% cash out and paying off a second mortgage. If the second mortgage was not used to purchase the home, that's considered cash out. If it was not used to purchase the home and you're paying off a second, that's considered cash out. And you can go to 85% cash out on an FHA loan. So it would be predicated on how much equity you have in your home would let us know if we can wrap in the first and second. Otherwise, we'd have to subordinate, which means leave in second place, that second mortgage, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Does that help you, Maria?
Sense. It does. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually going to tell Don. I know Don and I were tweeting on Twitter. And I don't know if any listeners knew that Don has a Twitter account, but if they want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Cornerstone1ST, at Cornerstone1ST.
Excellent. All right. All the information you wanted and some you didn't expect. That's good. That's good. That's good. Hey, listen, folks, we're moving toward the last 10 minutes or so of the show. So if you planned on calling and you want to get a question in with Mark, you need to do it right now. And get in line. Julie will get you all set up. 888-293-9282. It never fails to occur that right at the end of the hour, a bunch of calls come in and we can't take them because we're out of time. So don't do that. Call right now. It doesn't matter what your question is. Mark will give it a good shot. And as well, you can follow up later. We'll give you that number again at the office. 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. Leanne in Winchester, you're on with Mark Livingstone. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question today is that in 2011, we refinanced our home using the HARP because we were upside down. And now we have about 11. The market's rebounded a little bit. We're outside of the Beltway. We're in Winchester. So it hasn't rebounded fully as it has inside the Beltway. So we're up to about 11% equity in the house, but we want to try to take advantage of some of the lower interest rates, but our lender is telling us that without 20%, it's a traditional mortgage, we won't be able to refinance.
Right, but I'm assuming that you got a pretty good rate in 2011, didn't you?
It's about 5%.
Okay. So, all right, so it's a little bit higher than what's going on right now. The rates right now, the 30-year fix is hovering right at 4.25%. Yesterday, or on Friday, it was at 4.125%. So it's right in the low fours, like I said earlier, the lowest that it's been in 7 months. But your lender is correct. Without 20% equity, you're going to have mortgage insurance. Unfortunately, you can't do a HARP refinance twice. Once you've used it once, you cannot use it again. So therefore, the only option that you would have is to do a conforming refinance. And with that, with less than 20% equity, you're going to have the mortgage insurance.
Okay. All right. So thank you. I appreciate you validating that information.
No problem at all. In fact, I always say get a second opinion. Even if you're working with another lender, use us, Cornerstone First, to get a second opinion. And our number is 202-625-1221.
Coming right back. 888-293-9282. Quick, get in. We'll get to as many calls as we can. 888-293-9282. We'll be right back. We'll take a wedding. Taking your calls for Mark Livingstone, Cornerstone First Financial. We'll go right back to the phones. Ann in Oxon Hill, you're on next. Go ahead.
Hey, Ann.
Hi. I was calling about the USDA program.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've been looking it up and doing my research, and I'm just not sure if I'm ready to take the plunge because of my debt ratio and that I have a student loan that I owe on, and I have a new car note.
Okay.
But my credit score is like 780.
Well, then you definitely qualify. But Oxon Hill, I don't know that Oxon Hill qualifies for the USDA. There's only
the area that I was looking in is Accokeek, Maryland.
Oh, there you go. Accokeek. Beautiful, beautiful country down there. Hey, so yes, I would check. If you're going to buy a house, USDA is the way to go. Obviously, unless you're a veteran and unless you have credit challenges. But USDA, again, zero money down. And you can get in the home as long as it is geographically located within a USDA area. And as long as you meet the income requirements, which is set by the county, and it's usually somewhere for a single individual, $75,000. For a married couple, it's up to $110,000. Again, that differentiates by county just by a couple thousand here and there. But USDA, it's a great product. A lot of real estate agents won't tell you about it because they don't know. So call the experts at Cornerstone First Financial. How's that?
Okay, I will.
Excellent,
right,
Ann.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing from you, Ann. 202-625-1221, okay?
Okay, great.
Very good.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Chris in Tyson's Corner. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I'm a 58-year-old male. I've owned a home since 1990. Have quite a bit of equity in the home, probably maybe $550,000 in equity. Unfortunately, through some business ventures, my credit has been dinged over the last 4 or 5 years. I'm sitting at a 30-year mortgage at 7%. Just wanted to find out, you know, in the past, it's just been with the banks. I knew that trying to see if we could go to a 15-year mortgage. I think I have 18 years left right now.
When you say your credit's dinged, Chris, how dinged are we talking about?
I would say I'm probably right around 610.
All right. All day. You got to call us. We'll go down to a 580 credit score with FHA loans.
Okay.
And we're one of the very few that does that. And as I was saying in the earlier segment, we get a lot of referrals from banks that can't help people because they're kind of cookie cutter. And we're kind of out of the box where we have these programs. We align ourselves with lenders that can offer the out-of-the-box programs because we believe in home ownership. That's our goal, is to have everybody get into a home that wants to be in a home. And so I align my company with lenders with out-of-the-box thinking, 580 credit score for FHA and VA.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll give you guys a call this coming week.
Perfect. Thank you, Chris.
202-625-1221 for the office number. John in Rockville, you're up next.
Hey, John.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Nice to meet you, my friend. I grew up in Rockville. What's the question?
So my question is, I have, just like the previous caller, I have some equity on my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, are we able to take out a loan on your equity and use it for investments such as rental property, or if you want to buy a home and flip it?
Yeah, if you have the equity in a home, you can do that. You can do whatever you want with that money, my friend. That's your money.
Okay, that sounds great.
So call us at the office at 202-625-1221. What's the question, John?
And you have programs for that?
Yeah, absolutely. For taking cash out, as long as you have the credit score and the equity all day. And like, okay, I was saying earlier, the interest rates are so low right now. And those people with 10-year interest-only ARMs that they took out 10 years ago are going to start adjusting. And right now is the time to get on board and refinance out of those, or your payment's going to go up.
Thanks for the call, John. Quick question. Allison, can you make it real quick? We only have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
My question is, is an order to docket, once that is filed in the state of Maryland, is that the beginning of the foreclosure?
What starts a foreclosure, right?
When the lender sends notice to the credit agency that a foreclosure process has started. That's how we see it, as the start of a foreclosure.
I'm sorry, Allison, I didn't have more time, but you can talk with Mark and with the folks at the office further about that very question. Please, I'm sorry I had to cut you off. It's only because the clock is just inexorable.
There you
go. But that number at the office is 202-625-1221. 202-625-1221.
And on Twitter, at Cornerstone1ST. Follow us.
Excellent.
Good hour,
as always.
Yes, I'll see you soon.
We'll do it again.
All right. Thank you, Don.
Thanks for being with us this hour. More to come in the next hour. Stay with us.